It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You know what that means. It's time for Here Now with Rachel C. Joining me on the program tonight, the one and only Love Honey. Since it's Thursday, let's kick things off with a little bit of a throwback from our guest. This is Baby.
My baby don't want me. My baby don't need me. My baby don't want me messing around.
From tonight's guest, Love Honey. I am Rachel C. This is Here and Now, the show that celebrates live performance culture and activism in the arts. This is normally when I tell you about things to go out and see and do, because I want you to go out and see and do the thing. Again, this week, I'm telling you to stay put. I understand, everybody, that Memorial Day is upon us. You want to go out, you want to do things, you got that urge to be in the sun. Sun is good, sun is healthy. Do it in the right way. Please do not go out there and gather and then linger. We've been doing that lately, guys. We're making progress. Let's not have a setback. This stuff is serious out there. Go out, do it safely. Don't gather in the groups. Do not linger when you see somebody you know. You go out, you want to support your local eatery by getting something to go, great. Don't hang out there and chill like you're in the bar. We can't do that. That kills people right now. And no, I'm not exaggerating. You will kill somebody if you do that. Okay, on a lighter note, I want to thank everybody who's been donating to Radio Free Brooklyn, especially now, because we could really use it. I know it's really hard for people to do that right now. Thank you for supporting the Drive to 5 campaign. There are other ways you can continue to support us throughout the year. For example, you can donate at any old time. Just click on that donate button. Do you use Amazon Prime? You can support us via Smile. Just choose us as a charity to support. There you go. Real sweet, real simple. Or, you know what? Summer's upon us. Maybe you want to treat yourself to a little something. Get yourself a tank top or a t-shirt. Buy some merch. It's good stuff. Real good stuff. Also, great ways to stay involved and stay in touch with what Radio Free Brooklyn is doing. Sign up for our newsletter. RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/newsletter. Also, check out the website. We've got blog posts going up telling you about what we've been doing, how we've been maintaining, and continuing to bring you new content every week. It's been a bit of a trip. Everybody stay safe out there. Stay well. I had the pleasure this week of sitting down once again with the incredibly talented band who I'm very proud to call my friends, Love Honey. I first met them when I was hosting Brooklyn Bandstand back in the day, and they just blew my mind, and I kept in touch with them. They've been on Here and Now a number of times. They collaborated with the station a number of times, and we got together via Zoom this week to talk about their upcoming album release that's happening in June, and we've got some new music coming up for you. So sit back, relax indoors, and check out what Love Honey has for us. Joining me this week on the program, once again, I'm kind of losing track how many times I've been on the program, but that doesn't bother me. The one and only Love Honey, thank you for coming back onto the show, Allie, Tommy, Tom, and Matt. You're joining me virtually. You're joining me virtually this week. The COVID combos continue on Here and Now with Rachel C on Radio Free Brooklyn. Ironically, it's actually made it more possible for everybody to get together sort of in one space at one time. You're joining me because you guys have coming up in a few short weeks a new EP release. Why don't you guys tell me about that?
All so right. It's two songs, Victory and Rock Bottom. And it's basically songs that we had recorded and never released. And then Tom, I feel bad he's not here, but Tom had this idea, like we have these two songs just sitting around, and it's like perfect for everything that we're going through right now. The first song, Rock Bottom, is basically like self-explanatory. You hit rock bottom, like everything's going wrong. And then the second song is Victory. So it's like you hit rock bottom, but you're gonna come out victorious in the end.
Yeah, the two songs, lyrically especially, if you, without listening to them, but if you read the lyrics, they seem like flip sides of the same coin.
Right.
So you kind of answered the question I wanted to ask, like, was that intentional? Was this sort of supposed to be like, hey, two flip sides of the same coin, the way you kind of decided?
It's so weird. I wrote them not realizing that they could be used for something as interesting as what's going on in the world right now.
Yeah, did you like put them together that way though? Like, hey, we've got, because I know you guys have been doing very frequent but short releases. But did you just kind of say, wait a second, we're gonna like take two things that are sort of like flip sides?
It wasn't intentional.
Not at all.
Just like it happened that way. They were there, and it's like it was like meant to be without intentionally making it that way.
So the sound, you guys, your sound, is a very sophisticated sound. It's been described in very colorful ways too, by a lot of sources and by a lot of listeners, but it's really, especially not just, I have the privilege of hearing these two songs, a little bit, getting a little taste of it. But the last two releases also, I feel like the sound's really evolving and getting incredibly sophisticated. What's the songwriting process been like for you in terms of developing the sound musically for the last couple of months, like leading up to this? Has something shifted for you guys? I mean, it just feels like the layering of the sounds have really evolved in a kind of I'm just hearing elements in there and some, like the grooves are kind of coming together in a different sort of way.
Yeah. I think when we went into the studio for those whole sessions, we were gradually kind of evolving and changing and just getting more clear of a vision of what we wanted to do. I guess we wanted to be able to somehow embody all the sounds we like and it still sound like the same band.
Right.
You know, so when we recorded six songs and we had three and we had Rock Bottom, Victory, and we had one other song, Shadow. and we were listening to them. He was like, oh man, this doesn't feel like these three could be a three song EP, so let's just sit on it and then see what happens. And then, like Ali said, when things happen with this, we looked over at those two songs and they, and it was like, oh man, this fits really good together to go for what we wanted to do right now. Cause we could have released Shadow along with this, you know, EP, but we felt like it was more important to kind of have these two together, and then Shadow will probably come back at some point with another release. Cause we also recorded Shadow at Third Man in Nashville. We are a different version of that. So we'll probably do something in the future where people will get like the Third Man version of Shadow and the version of Shadow that we did at the studio too. Like another little fun, like flip side, side A, side B, like an acoustic version and the electric version with the full band.
So you guys have been playing already with some of the stuff you've had for a while. You're going already doing different versions of the songs that you have.
Yeah, just different versions because of everything. And you know, one thing Matt can probably speak on it too is that like once we started recording to tape, it made everything kind of like the sound just fell into place. Like being able to like step into like the analog world, especially with like a retro sound, I guess. Mm.
Yeah, and wasn't Victory one of the few songs we didn't really fully write before we, like, didn't we kind of write?
Yeah. That was one of the only ones that when we recorded in the studio, we didn't record it with scratch vocals because Ali was, like, fixing it all there. Like, we did that one. We never practiced it, never did anything, just went into the studio, did it live, and then she finished writing everything that day in the studio to make sure it all flowed with it. So it was really like a really cool like experiment because we wanted to do this kind of anthem kind of, me and Ali were talking about it. There's no like anthems now, modern anthems where it has like a female vocalist. When you think of like, you know, We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions and stuff like that, we wanted something that could have like a female voice on top of it, but yet everyone could relate to it. And I think that's what we try to do with Victory, have that kind of throwback sound of like grunge and garage rock and all that type of stuff and like merged into one, I guess, you know.
Right.
It does have that grunge, that garage sound, and I'm hearing it on this stuff. I've heard it on the last EP, but you haven't lost that like classic rock and that old R&B kind of groove that you guys kind of became known for too. That just that really appeals to a lot of people. You're listening Here and Now with Rachel C on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm joined via Zoom by Love Honey. They've got a new EP dropping in just a few weeks. So the release date isn't official yet. As always, you stay tuned to Love Honey's social channels. You guys are real big on Instagram, but what's real fun about you guys is you got to really pay attention to Love Honey on Instagram because you have a lot of stuff in the stories.
Yeah.
I mean, shows you always posted, like may post about, but like there aren't really like shows happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
In the future, but you guys like really always like drop stuff in the stories. So you got to really follow Love Honey. If they post something or they go live, you need to like jump on that right now. Like, has that been part of your strategy in terms of like getting followers or just something you're like more comfortable with?
Because I don't think we have like a real strategy. I think we understand how important social media is to building a fan base and stuff like that, but I think also at the same time we're also very we enjoy being mysterious and low key, you know. You know, I don't know if we're ever gonna be the band that's always gonna let you see everything in our lives or every single thing that we're doing.
Right.
I think we're more chill than that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, the stories are fun because, I mean, and you want to be kind of, I mean, if I'm on the couch at like 10:30 and I'm going through my phone and then I find a picture of Eddie Murphy licking Jamie Lee Curtis's ear, I said, I should put that in the story.
And it turns up, listeners, it turns up. It'll be like really funny. You'll get that alongside like you know, EP release date. Don't miss it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like important stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of like.
It's facts, though. I mean, it's like, yeah. There's no lie there.
Yeah, we all have our own private accounts where we expose celebrities for being aliens and other things like that. We don't need to do it on our band account.
Oh,
really important things that you want to make sure you keep up with, because there's other news out there that's just as important, not just like you know, shows and COVID and things like that. There's like aliens, you know. On that note, let's hear some of this new music of the EP. Let's hear it. Let's hear that anthem you're talking about. This is Victory from Love Honey. Just heard Victory of the upcoming EP release from Love Honey. We're having way too much fun here on Here and Now with Rachel C. If there is such a thing. Thank you all for tuning in. So one thing, it's kind of like I'd be ignoring the elephant in the room if we didn't talk about this. You know, it's a tough time for artists of any medium right now, because we're all sort of we're sheltering in place, we're staying at home, there are no shows. A lot of people are live streaming. They're doing things to kind of maintain not just a connection with the fan base, but connection with their community. You guys, Love Honey as a band has been, you're not the only band out there, band I know specifically, that is in this situation, in that, you know, you're not all in one place physically. You guys are, as a band, members are sort of spread out. You're in the five boroughs, across the five boroughs, and outside of the five boroughs.
Yeah.
So this isn't exactly new to you to not all be in one place at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, but how is this a little bit different for you in that I assume you haven't been getting together physically regularly?
Yeah.
To I think rehearse the only in the same thing place.
We haven't been able to get together and rehearse, you know, as much as we'd like to, but for the most part, that's like the only thing that's really different. We're always communicating with each other. Mm-hmm. Tommy's always writing, I'm always writing. We keep in contact, make sure that, you know, we're still doing things to keep the flow going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is the music and are the lyrics shifting at all? Like, how is all of this informing what's going on? Because I know what we see around, I know personally what I see and definitely what I hear. I'm in East Harlem and the sounds of the neighborhood are very different now. So like as musicians, like creating sounds, I got to wonder if like the change in the environment informs the sounds and informs the music that you're creating. Has it at all?
A little bit. I am, because we do have like a new music that we're working on. And I'm in this phase where that I've never been in before, where I would write stuff, hate it, throw it out, hate it again, throw it out, and then just like give myself a break from writing. Maybe because I have too much time to think about what I'm writing. So like having too much time sometimes is not a good thing. I kind of like, you know, doing things and keeping it as is, and it's always worked out for me really well. But now that I'm writing, and then I see things that I don't like about what I'm writing and trying to change the way that I write. And so I've been like more critical of my own writing than I ever have been before.
Yes, that was really interesting what you said, Rachel, about the sounds and stuff like that. You know, the different, I guess for me, like, I rearranged my like music room that I'm in right now. Mm-hmm. So like when you rearrange a space, for me, that changes everything. So I definitely got more inspired because it's bigger, it's kind of cleaner. I can see everything now more.
Feng shui, Tommy, feng shui.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, that helps with just, and then always getting different pedals for me, pedals and different stuff. And I've been doing stuff with the acoustic, different tunings and stuff like that. So that's kind of helped me just hear things and listening to music. But my writing of like riffs and stuff hasn't changed as much because I'm always doing it so much. I think now I just like, I'm more focused at categorizing stuff. Like here's acoustic stuff, here's blues stuff, here's art. Like before I was very disorganized. Now
Tommy's gotten so organized. Our entire life is organized at the moment.
Yeah. So that's been cool. Just listening to stuff to get an opportunity to like you listen to my vinyl. Cause normally when I was commuting from Westchester to Brooklyn to work, I would only get to like hear like a lot of my records just like maybe weekends or like I would buy records every week, but I wouldn't get to listen to them.
Right.
So now I'm having an opportunity to actually go through the vinyl, sit and hear it and get an idea of like hearing how people made these albums and the inspiration and how it's just a different vibration for me. So I enjoy that.
Right. Very cool. I guess the next question is what I normally hear is where I ask, what are the plans for the album? What are the plans for the band in the near future? And I know that's kind of a hard question and maybe even a little bit of an unreasonable question to ask given the circumstances, because it's kind of hard to plan a thing at all right now.
Right.
Given the circumstances, I mean, you know, obviously the release date will be coming up. I know, what would you like to see happen to help promote the album, like within reason? Are you guys open to like live streaming? I mean, you guys can't really be together in the same place. I mean, what sort of like sort of backup or contingency plans do you have for getting the music out there? I mean, you're here on the show today. And I really thank you guys for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and looking forward to playing this over and over again. We're gonna drop Rock Bottom at the end of our chat here. What sort of things are you looking forward to? I guess a better question is what are you looking forward to help like get this out here and like, you know, when we can, you know.
I think we've just been, you know, trying to like hit up all the people we know for, you know, press reasons and stuff. But ultimately, I think this two song EP is mostly for people. Mm-hmm. Everybody's stuck at home. Everybody, there's nothing really to do right now. And you know, like I said before, the two songs are like very fitting for the times that we're living in right now. And I think it's just for people to listen to and think like, yeah, this is fucked up, we're rock bottom, and then it's like, but fuck it, we're gonna be okay with victory.
Music for the people. So if someone wants to listen to this, stream this, purchase this, where can they check out Love Honey's music?
So we're on Spotify and all the streaming platforms, but if they, you know, if they want to check it out when it's coming out, like the actual release date, they can go on our Instagram, and they can also visit our website. Our website is popping right now.
Yeah, go check it out. So within the website is?
LoveHoneyMusic.com.
Yeah, Love Honey Music. Don't just go to lovehoney.com. That's all that.
Unless you're shopping for some goodies.
That's
yeah.
That's a funny story to tell generations down the road.
Actually, we were on Amazon or something like that. Remember, Tommy? We were in the office and we looked up Love Honey, and it was like, it was our record, but like next to like dildos.
Somebody put together a weird package on Amazon.
Yeah, no pun intended. Yeah.
Sure. Oh, shit. Oh my god. It was so funny.
I can't.
But we're gonna have one thing I'm working on is making sure that I can get fans pins. We'll have pins of Rock Bottom and the Victory pins.
Oh good.
I'm gonna probably make cassettes, like old school cassettes, and then probably be able to mail those to fans of the release. So some cassettes that I'll be able to, with my record machine, where I'll be able to like old school dub the stuff to do. And the idea is just really trying to be as active as possible as far as with letting people know, well, this is for the fans. This, and Ali was mentioned about Rock Bottom, even though the content matter, you know, seems kind of grim, but it's in the tradition of a lot of these blues songs of the past where it still makes you feel good. The idea is for this Rock Bottom song to make you dance, to make you be like, okay, I'm here, but I'm not gonna let it get me down. So it's definitely not a sad song.
Yes, support artists, support Love Honey, buy the merchandise, and let's do it. Let's listen to Rock Bottom. Thank you guys for being here tonight.
To my guests tonight, Love Honey, love that new music. Check that out when it drops next month. All right, let's have a little rock luck right now. Let's check out some music. Listening to Here Now with Rachel C on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Gary Clark here, Highway 71.
Yeah.
That's Pop Goes the Weapon from Prophets of Rage. That's an anti-gun violence song. That one's going out to all you ammosexuals out there. You know who I'm talking about. And just stay home. You're not fooling anybody with your big guns. This is Thumb in the Sleeves. Be greedy.
You're too much. Thank you.
That was A Place to Bury Strangers with Hit the Ground. Before that, we heard Lenny Kravitz with Raise Vibration. Up next, here's a little something from former guests of Here and Now with Rachel C. Needlepoints. This is Fur. From the Needlepoints. How's everybody doing? You're listening Here Now with Rachel C. on Radio Free Brooklyn. I invite you to stay tuned for Frequency Theory with Tom Tenney. He's coming up next, 8 to 10. I invite you to join me all next week, next Thursday at 7. My guest will be Tatiana Ivamarie. She's joining me from Switzerland. One thing about this quarantine is that the show really feels like it's becoming that much more global, ironically. I hope everybody's hanging in there. Support artists right now if you are able to do so. Buy the merch, as we mentioned earlier in my chat with Love Honey. Remember, first Friday of every month on Bandcamp, they're waiving all their fees, so every dime you spend there goes directly to the artist. Bandcamp, first Fridays. Also, check out your artist's social platforms. Everybody's doing something online as ways to connect and maintain community right now. Check it out. There's lots of ways to be safely entertained right now. I know it's not the same. I have a show dedicated to live performance culture. It's a tough time for people who live and do this. We'll get through it. Be safe, people. Enjoy yourselves safely right now. We'll all get together and dance together again as soon as we can. If you missed any of tonight's broadcasts, we're just got to hear the whole thing all over again. Why would you want to do that? Check out RFE2 this Monday at noon. We're going to close things out tonight with music from another former guest of the show, Sammy Brew. His album drops in its entirety very, very soon in June. You can get a taste of it by pre-ordering, getting a couple of the singles in advance. We'll close things out tonight with one of my favorites. It's a song that kind of just makes me feel free, even though I'm sitting still. Fine, this is Teenage Mayhem. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening. Be well. a wrap, folks. I am Rachel C., host of Here and Now with Rachel C. on Radio Free Brooklyn. Stay tuned. Lots more music and good things coming your way. I'll be back next week with Tatiana Eva Marie. Stay safe, everyone.